Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So far we have seen in this chapter that the source of this world, as I know, seem to be somewhere in the unknown place up above. The roots are up above of this world. So also it pertains to me. My source of my being is somewhere in unknown place up above, but the world of my activity is here, and therefore branches in the leaves are in this world. Now I have also developed the roots in this world. But the source is what I am interested in. What is the source of my being is the basic question we all ask. Where did I come from and where am I going? That question is answered here in this chapter. So the chapter is called Purushottama Yoga, Yoga of the Supreme Purusha, the Supreme Being. I as the being know my existence, but I do not know my source. So the Bhagavan said that it seemed like to us that the source is somewhere beyond my perception, beyond where I can see. And therefore, its perception is not available to me. So the Bhagavan said, that is my abode where the sun is not shining, the sunlight cannot reach there, the moon's light cannot reach there, nor there is fire. That's my abode. Having gone there, no one returns back. Once I have experienced my being is imperishable, omnipresent, omnipotent, I'll never be able to come back to this identification with this temporary being. So Bhagavan said, that's my abode. That's because I am the source of this three. Therefore, once you go beyond that, there is no sun, there is no moon, and there is no fire. So the last verse which you have seen, it says, Yat aditya gatam tejaha, that light which is coming from the sun, and the light which comes from the moon, and that light from the fire, know that that comes from me. It's part of me. The other way to look at it is, as we have seen before, from our science point of view, there was nothing but a singularity at one point of time. And then it exploded into this expanding universe, and now it's continued to expand. So if I have to conclude where does this universe come from, my only conclusion it comes from the singularity. Everything that is in this universe belongs to that entity which existed at the time of the singularity, when there's nothing but one entity. Now it is many. So even though it may be many, and have many manifestations, they all belong to the same singularity. So where does my identification with this limited being comes? Eternal portion of me becomes an individualized ego, jiva, in this world of jivas, in this jivaloka, in this world of plurality, where variety of things exist, portion of me becomes an individualized ego. Once it identifies as an individuality, it obtains the mind and intellect and the senses. Mind and senses, intellect is part of them. Mind and the five senses from this prakriti, from this world of plurality. And then presiding over the mind, it enjoys this world of sight, world of sound, world of touch, world of smell. But the one who has the eye of knowledge, he sees that in all these changes, one that comes and resides in this body, and one who leaves from this body, one is enjoying because of this guna, is the one supreme, which we have seen as the portion, the eternal portion of that supreme being, with nothing but that exist. But right now I'm associated with everything else we have said. I'm associated with the mind, intellect, senses, but can't see the one who is coming and going. So far we have seen that from this prakriti, from this world, I have taken the mind and senses, which is my internal instrument, antahkarana. And then we have seen that when this indweller leaves this body, he takes that internal instrument with it, like wind takes the fragrance with it. So the mind and intellect came from this world, associated with the consciousness. This consciousness, which is conditioned by this internal instrument, consider itself to be the individual ego, moves on to the next gross body to fulfill its desires and vasanas, the tendencies it has acquired from the experience in this world. So then what about the body? Gama vishyacha bhutani dharyami aham ojasa pushnami cha usadhi sarva somo bhutva rasatmakaha. Mind and intellect, consciousness we have obtained from this world, it has become ego. It now requires a body to function. So it acquires a body. Where does this body come from? Gama vashyacha bhutani. Residing in this earth, I support all the beings. In other words, all these beings, the bodies as we call them, my body, your body, her body, his body, its body, all these bodies, the matter which I can see, it came from residing in this earth, I support them all. Gama vasyaja bhutani dharayami aham ojasa. With my urja, the energy, I support all. So how does that work? Well, if you really look at it, our bodies are sustained by the food which we eat. And the food which we eat comes from this earth. It comes from this matter, which we call it our planet Earth. It comes from the Earth. The food which comes from the Earth, which I eat and I sustain my body. So this body is nothing but the food modified. It's purely nothing but the food which has come out of the Earth became my body. But somebody says, but I am a complete 100% non-vegetarian. I don't eat anything that comes from the Earth. Swamiji used to say that the non-vegetarians are actually two steps removed vegetarians only. The animals who are vegetarian eat the plants. After it digests that food, I digest that animal. The animals who eat meat, we typically don't eat them. You can't eat the lion's meat or tiger's meat, only the cow's meat or goat's meat. Eventually what we are taking, the energy for my body comes from this earth. So the statement here is, all these bodies you see are supported by the energy in the earth. The latent energy in the earth comes out as the plants, comes out as minerals. Even the insentient bodies are obviously all the things which we build, construction, they all comes out one way or other from the earth. All beings are supported by me as my energy residing in the earth. Pushnami cha usudehi sarva somo bhutva rasatmakaha. This is something obviously we scientifically can make a connection that by residing as the juicy moon, the energy in the moon, I sustain all the herbs and plants. Swamiji makes a long commentary about what agriculturists have found out about the moonlight and its effect on the agriculture. But even if we don't get into that, we obviously know that all this energy comes from the sun. Sun's energy direct comes to his sunlight, and it indirectly comes to his moonlight. Sunlight is so harsh that sometimes it's not conducive for the plants. it does seem like that at night the moonlight is more conducive for that, those plants to grow and nourish itself. So it's a Pushnamicha Ausudehi Sarva. All this Ausudehi, the herbs and plants, that I nourish them as the juicy moon. Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Asritaha. So now we have seen the mind and intellect came from this world. My ability to think come from this world. That my senses are basically come from this world. It belongs to this world. They are the instrument to interact with each other. My sense with the sense object, when come together, the perception takes place. So my mind and intellect came from this world. If there are no sense objects, there is no meaning for any senses, right? So the senses are nothing but an instrument to know, to perceive the sense objects. Sense objects are part of this Prakriti, this manifest world. My senses are nothing but part of a complementary organ to perceive this sense object. This body is nothing but the food modified. It came from this Prakriti again. So mind, intellect and this body, this three which I consider me right now, comes from this Prakriti. But what is the difference now between I and the non-sentient is that I can digest food. I can get the experience and have its perception. So how does that happen? Bhagavan says, even that's me. Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Asritaha Prana Pana Samayuktaha Pachami Annam Chaturvidaha. Having becoming the internal fire in the body, that Vaishwanaraha, I becoming the internal fire in the bodies of being, and associated with the prana pana samayukta, prana the ingoing breath, apana the outgoing, or pranas are all the circulatory system and a digestive system which is functioning in this body, and the apana is the rejecting system which I have. You know. It's associated with the circulatory and rejecting systems. I is the internal fire in this body. I digest all this food. How does this food become my body? Because of the process of digestion. And he said, who does that? Bhagavan said, I do that. I, the consciousness, I, the all-pervading being, becomes one-man show, one-man drama, where Bhagavan said, in this drama, I am like that. I become the mind, I become the intellect, I become the senses, I become the jiva, I become the body, and then I also digest this food to become the food into these bodies. So all of that is done by me. But what we have seen is, yat adityagatam tejaha jagat bhasayate akhilam, yat cha chandramasi, yat cha agno tejo viddhi mamakam. So all the light which you see in this world is mine. Any source of energy you see in this world is mine. This food which is coming from this earth to become this body is me. And the process from which this food becomes a body, a living being, is also me. And I say, even from a perspective of science, you can say, this complex mechanism in my body, who designed it? Supreme Consciousness, a supreme universal intellect. For any system to function, someone has to design it. And normally we will have some engineer, some architect, some designer, some Silicon Valley guy will design that. But this system designed by no one but nature. That nature, as we have seen, is Prakriti and Purusha. There are only two. Purusha is the part which is a conscious portion of this, and Prakriti is the matter portion of it. So Bhagavan said, everything that happens in this world is nothing but me, but one with the eye of knowledge sees that, and one without that eye of knowledge gets confused by it and identifies with this limited being. This is where we will stop.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.